Secretary General, distinguished experts, ladies and gentlemen, a very good morning to you. I call to order the first plenary of the 36th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts on International Standards of Accounting and Reporting. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to close my year as chair of this august body with a few remarks, if I may, which I will deliver in a personal capacity. I was humbled to be elected chair 1 year ago, and I thank you once again for the trust that you've placed in me. This has been an enriching experience for me, both personally and professionally. I look forward to driving the debate forward on non-financial reporting from beyond this position. Our current reporting framework is not wrong, but it does need to evolve, and to evolve continuously, to meet the new challenges that arise, including non-financial challenges. I trained as a chartered accountant 20 years ago. The accounting principles drilled into me then, fairness, materiality, completeness, consistency, and comparability, remain as important then as they do today. Our non-financial reporting needs to have the same rigour as our financial reporting, underpinned by these same principles. But even in the past 12 months during my term as chair, I've observed that non-financial reporting, including integrating reporting and sustainability reporting, has become the new normal. Investors remain a primary user of financial statements, but the investors themselves are changing. There is an increasing awareness that environmental and societal issues have an impact on long-term value creation. In a world of low yields and growing populist sentiment, more and more investors look to how they can invest with an eye on the future, rather than chasing an extra few basis points at any cost. Society is changing too, and there is a growing expectation that companies contribute in their own way to SDGs delivery. Non-financial reporting has shown itself to be an important tool in building trust between business and the wider society in which they operate. In the future, we may see the value of externalities and companies' performance in SDGs reflected in asset pricing. My country, the United Kingdom, has long been a leader in this area. We have introduced requirements that large companies report on the social and environmental impacts. And indeed, this year, the UK launched its green finance strategy designed to catalyse market-led action on financial disclosures that will set an expectation that large companies will make disclosures in line with the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures by 2022, including publishing figures on worldwide carbon emissions. And it's not just about the private sector. In the UK, we've set out minimum requirements for public sector entities to demonstrate that they are performing in a sustainable manner. Outside of government, the UK hosts some of the leaders in this area. His Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales, was one of the early pioneers establishing accounting for sustainability 15 years ago to ensure that we were not trying to solve 21st century challenges with 20th century reporting frameworks. That led to the creation of the International Integrated Reporting Council, also based in London, and indeed my own professional institute, the ICAEW, I know is very active in this area. Turning, if I may, to Geneva, I know from my own experience as chair that ISAR plays an important, indeed an essential global role in this area, sharing experiences and reminding us of the many dimensions to sustainability and non-financial reporting, including the importance of development and technical assistance, the importance of SMEs, and the informal sector in many economies. Ladies and gentlemen, I leave my term in office believing that ISAR is one of UNCTAD's most important areas of work. ISAR's pioneering guidance on core indicators for reporting on contributions towards the SDGs is becoming an invaluable part of the toolkit for organisations looking to demonstrate their contribution. Ladies and gentlemen, the urgency is as great as ever. We cannot spend another decade perfecting our indicators and reporting, as we need to deliver the SDGs over this period. Allow me just to say a few words of thanks, if I may. Thank you very much to my Vice Chair, Ms. Arman Bekturova, and if I may say, without prejudice to Agenda Item 1, allow me to wish you the very best in your term as Chair. Thank you very, very much to the Secretariat team that have stood alongside me over the past year, including, of course, the ISAR team led by Tatiana and Josef, but also Conference Services, Michael and Jan, and to our interpreters, and indeed, Secretary General, thank you for your support and for allowing us to use this fabulous room, I believe, for the very first time this morning. And of course, finally, thank you all very much indeed as the ISAR members. Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, let us now turn and take up formally Agenda Item 1, please. Agenda Item 1 is the election of officers. Distinguished delegates, the first order of business this morning will be the election of officers for the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts. As indicated in the agenda, the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts shall elect a chair and a vice chair cum rapporteur. I would now like to proceed with the election of the chair. I understand that, as the result of informal consultations, Ms. Arman Bekhterova, Director, Ministry of Finance, Kazakhstan, has been nominated for the post of chair of this meeting. Ms. Arman Bekhterova is currently the Director of the Department of Methodology of Accounting and Auditing of the Ministry of Finance of the Republic of Kazakhstan. She joined the Ministry of Finance of the Republic of Kazakhstan in 2005. She has experience in the Department of Reporting and Statistics of Public Finance and the Department of Methodology of Accounting and Auditing. She was also Chair of the Coordination Board on Accounting under the Executive Committee of the CIS. She participated in the development of laws on accounting activities, 2007, Accounting and Financial Reporting, also 2007, and State Audit and Financial Control, 2015. She has been representing Kazakhstan in the annual sessions of ISAR. Ladies and gentlemen, are there any objections to that nomination as chair? The floor is open. I see none, and so thank you very much. I'm pleased to announce that Ms. Bekhterova is elected as chair of the 36th session of the Intergovernmental Working Group of Experts on International Standards and of Accounting and Reporting. I take this opportunity to congratulate Ms. Bekhterova on her election as chair, and please invite her to come and take her position on the podium, please.